Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
Winston, my name is Noah. I'm calling from Best Buy. I've got quite the situation on my hands. I've got a driver that went out to a customer's house. The customer was told that they needed to remove their door. In the process of them removing their door, they walked back outside to find their refrigerator was dropped off in their driveway, and the dishwasher was down by the road. And the microwave was sitting by the front door, and the drivers were gone. The customer didn't sign for any of the appliances. They didn't do any of that. They just simply left. And the customer is pretty upset because she's wanting the stuff put inside of her house. They're 75, almost 80, they said, so they weren't able to absolutely move any of the stuff.
Of course not.
So she's pretty much just saying, I mean, it's not her responsibility if the stuff gets stolen because she's – yeah.
That's not right. Can I have the order number or the FMS number?
Of course. It's 303-908-6918.
Is this the telephone number or the FMS?
That was the phone number, but if you need the FMS, I've got the FMS.
Yes, can I have the FMS number, please?
Yeah, 730-59099.
Okay, I might have to access that through the telephone because I'm getting Lowe's orders coming right up. So can I have that telephone number again, please?
Yeah, it's 303-908-6918.
6918.
Yes, sir.
All right, give my computer a minute to get it pulled up, and then looks like we're gonna have to go ahead and escalate this and email the managers about this situation.
Good. Alrighty, no problem. Take your time.
All right. Boy, this is crazy.
Yeah, no, I definitely do agree. I felt so bad. I don't know what to do. I wish I could go out there myself and put them inside, but of course, definitely not something that we can do. But yeah, I just figured out give them the benefit of the doubt to try to go back out there and take care of the customer. Because I know that if I email the field leaders, they're just going to charge the drivers for the products because, I mean, the client didn't even sign for them.
That's
so technically,
what they should
they're
do.
Not
that's
even
what
the
you
client.
Should do. That, I'm going to do the same thing, and that's exactly what you should do because they need to pay a penalty for what they did. That's exactly what should happen. They should be penalized, or if they don't want to be penalized, you can lose your job or your pay. Which one?
Yep, pretty much. I feel so bad for her. It's so sad. But
that's not right.
The poor lady's just... her anxiety is going crazy right now, and she doesn't know what to do, what's going to happen, and then she's worried they're going to get rained on or they're going to get stolen, and then I keep trying to tell her, ma'am, you know, it's not your responsibility. If they get stolen or if they get rained on, then, you know, we'll deal with that, no worries at all. But she, of course, is just, you know, really upset just because, you know, she's got appliances scattered across her front yard pretty much, and, you know, the front door was taken off her home, and her 80-year-old husband did it. And he had a hard enough time doing it, let alone, you know, having to put it back up and then, you know, having to take it off again when they come back out. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if we can possibly get him back out there to install the stuff or bring it inside.
Cameron Grazer? Grazer?
Yeah.
And this happened today.
This did happen today. And the team actually called us to let us know that the customer needed to take the door off. And DOD told them that they needed to wait 10 minutes. And I'm assuming they didn't wait their 10 minutes because according to the customer, it took the gentleman about 5.5, 6 minutes. And by then they said that they had already heard the truck start. So they went out there and they were gone.
Okay. What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Yeah. My name's Noah.
Mello. And you're a DOD. Am I not correct?
No, I'm sorry. Like Noah's Ark. My first name is Noah.
Noah. I mean, what I'm asking
yes,
is,
sir. And
you are a DOD, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Okay, Noah. So
yeah, LPFR. I just want go ahead.
What I'm going to do is reach out to the the actual installation team, get someone on the line, get this escalated, and then I'll be right back, okay? Just don't go nowhere.
All right, thank you.